China's economy is set to overtake the U.S. economy in size as soon as next year. Depending on the forecast you look at, it could come a few years after that, but it will come. Meanwhile, China is expanding its military power and spending hundreds of billions of dollars on infrastructure projects and economic investments around the world as part of its ambitious Belt and Road Initiative. But is China's growth in influence happening at the expense of the United States? We're going to be looking at that question all week, specifically in Asian countries that have long-standing ties with the U.S. We'll start today with Vietnam. Joining us now is Lê Hồng Hiệp, who is a fellow at the Institute of Southeast Asian Studies, Yusof Ishak Institute in Singapore. Hiệp, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So the trade war between the U.S. and China has had a lot of consequences, but one of them has been an influx of Chinese money coming into Vietnam. What's going on there and how is it being viewed by the Vietnamese?
Yes, the trade war indeed brings Vietnam some opportunities for expanding its exports to the U.S. and attracting more investment into the country. And over the past 1 or 2 years or so, and especially in the recent months, we can see a jump in Chinese investment into the country. On the one hand, this can be due to the Vietnamese economy's good performance. But on the other hand, it can be a way for Chinese companies to go around the tariff barriers imposed by the Trump administration. Some Chinese companies have established their facilities in Vietnam to manufacture goods and then export to the U.S. market. But some, as reported in the media, try to use proxies in Vietnam to import Chinese goods and then export those goods to the U.S. to go around the tariff barriers. And the Vietnamese government has indicated they will be cracking down on this illegal practice to win trust from the U.S. and to protect its interests.
Well, and actually, I remember a visit a few years ago that I took to Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, and there are so many factories there. The city has just exploded with growth because a lot of the manufacturing that used to be done in China has already been moving to Vietnam.
Yes, that's true. Actually, that trend has been ongoing for several years. Because now we can see that the labor cost in China is going up. And at the same time, we can see that some companies are facing difficulties in the Chinese market. Particularly, U.S. companies are facing barriers like they have to transfer technologies, trade secrets to Chinese companies to win access to the Chinese market. So Vietnam, with its very strategic location and also a very open economy, a very business-friendly government, is also one of the most desirable destinations for these investors to move out of China.
Is there any skepticism in Vietnam of the Chinese investment?
Yes, because of the historical problems and also the ongoing dispute in the South China Sea, the Vietnamese government and also the Vietnamese public do not have a lot of trust in the Chinese government, and the public sentiment about China is not very good. And that explains why for a long time Chinese investment in Vietnam was not very significant. It only went up recently due to many issues, but particularly the trade war that is ongoing between the U.S. and China.
Well, and when you talk about the history between China and Vietnam, China has occupied Vietnam a number of times throughout the last couple thousand years.
That's true. And that has left a lasting legacy, you know, on the bilateral relations and especially on the perception of the Vietnamese public regarding China.
Okay, so what about the United States? What's happened with U.S. Investment in Vietnam? I know that it has gone way up over the last 20 years or so.
So the two countries normalized their bilateral relations in 1994, and since then, bilateral economic cooperation has strengthened, and the U.S. is now Vietnam's largest export market. And at the same time, U.S. investment into the country is increasing, but at the moment, U.S. investment is not as significant as investment from some Asian partners of Vietnam, like Korea, Taiwan, or Singapore, or even China. China is still investing more in Vietnam. But I think in the future that can change because the Vietnamese government really want to attract investment from U.S. companies because they want to promote bilateral ties with the U.S. And at the same time, they normally view U.S. investment to be of higher quality than investments from China, for example.
We'll explain why the Vietnamese are so friendly with the U.S. And I think of the fact that almost every president ends up taking a trip to Vietnam, and they're greeted in the streets. People are waving flags. People are very happy to see the U.S. president parade through the streets of Vietnam, which is interesting given the history between our two countries.
Yeah, that struck me as well. The Vietnamese public, particularly friendly to Americans and especially U.S. presidents. All recent U.S. presidents from Clinton to Bush to Obama and recently Trump all paid visit to Vietnam, and they were all welcomed by the Vietnamese public. And that is something significant, as you mentioned, given the bitter history between the two countries. I think we can explain this based on the Vietnamese culture, which values, you know, the future, and the Vietnamese public are normally optimistic and positive about the future. They believe in the better future that Vietnam can enjoy if they promote relations with the U.S. because from the Vietnamese public's eyes, the U.S. is a good model for most countries to follow, and it's a prosperous, a powerful country that can help Vietnam not only to develop its economy, also to protect its national security and sovereignty as well. Vietnamese public especially appreciate U.S. assistance in strengthening Vietnam's maritime capacity and to resist Chinese pressures in the South China Sea.
So do the Vietnamese people, or does the Vietnamese government believe that if push came to shove in the South China Sea, that the U.S. would stand with Vietnam in a dispute with China over islands?
I think it's unrealistic to expect the U.S. to go to war on the part of Vietnam if there's an armed conflict in the South China Sea against China. But I think the Vietnamese government and also the Vietnamese public do expect that the U.S. will provide assistance short of armed intervention, as we have seen in a recent crisis in 2014 when China placed an oil rig in Vietnam's exclusive economic zone. The U.S. has at that time expressed strong support for the Vietnamese. For example, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution condemning Chinese action and calling on China to withdraw its oil rig, for example. And in recent years, the U.S. also provided Vietnam with a lot of assistance to build up its maritime capacity. So in the eyes of Vietnamese public, the U.S. can be a source of support and a reliable partner to protect its national interests in the South China Sea, especially against the backdrop of rising China and its increasing assertiveness in maritime domain.
So overall, as you look at Vietnam and its position in the world and these two very big powers with whom it has pretty strong relationships with both of them, with China and the United States, what's the trend right now? Which direction is Vietnam moving in? Would you say that it is moving closer to China and farther from the U.S., or closer to the U.S. and farther from China?
I think it's Vietnam's long-standing position to maintain a balance between China and the U.S. Because both countries are important to Vietnam. China is Vietnam's largest trade partner and also an ideological ally of the Vietnamese Communist Party. But on the other hand, the U.S. is Vietnam's largest export market, an increasingly important source of investment. And more importantly, the U.S. is increasingly a security partner for Vietnam to deal with China in the South China Sea. So Vietnam is, at the moment, moving a bit closer to the U.S., but in the end, it will try to maintain its balance between the two great powers. But we can safely say that that will be an increasingly challenging task for the Vietnamese government because the U.S. and China are entering a new Cold War, and the two powers will expect Vietnam to take side.
It's Le Hong Hiep, who is a fellow at the Institute of Southeast Asian Studies, Yusof Ishak Institute in Singapore. Hiep, thank you very much for joining us.
Very welcome. Thank you.